What tribe are you in?
Crete.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same one that Mary
Creek?
Okay, I guess what I'm going to start doing is like just going through your family, and you just tell me what, you know, what you can remember, what you want to say about whatever I ask you about. So I'll start with your grandparents, if you can remember about your grandparents. Where did they live?
They're from Oklahoma. But I don't know much about my grandparents. My parents, they both died when I was small.
Your parents and your grandparents?
Mm-hmm. By the time I was 8, they were both deceased.
Oh.
And my older sister took care of them. And there were 11 children in the family. So the oldest took care of, the oldest took care of half of the children, next to the oldest took care of the other half.
Oh, so how old, where were you in family? What was your place and age group?
I was 8.
You were 8? And how old was the older sister?
The one that took care of me and the three younger than me, she just turned 18. She just graduated. But she had a choice of either going on to her career or taking care of us, the four younger. If she didn't take care of us, we would have probably been put in a foster home. So she took care of us. And then the older sister, she had just gotten married to a Comanche from another area. So she lived in a different area, but she took the older children to live with her. And there was a boarding school near where she lived in Lawton. So when the older ones moved with her, they got into the boarding school. It was across the road from where she lived.
So it was a what?
It was just right across the road from where she lived. Because she worked at the Indian hospital that connected to the school. It's like a Y. One road led to the boarding school, and one road led to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And she went to the hospital. So, and at the boarding school, it was like, in a way, it was like home, I guess. I later went there myself.
To the same school?
Mm-hmm.
Did you live near there? Did your family live near each other? Or were you separated?
Well, we were separated. See, for me and the three younger, we stayed with one sister, and that was our hometown in Mulvey. And the older sister that was about 200 miles away.
Oh.
But it was in another area where the Comanches lived.
Oh,
I see. And where I lived, it was where the Creeks lived.
So was it a reservation or a small town?
And now it was a small town. Because we didn't have a reservation.
The Creeks don't have a reservation?
No, we didn't have a reservation. We lived in town. What I remember about my grandfather was I've seen pictures of him. But he was the first ordained minister in Oklahoma. That was among the white and the Indians. He was the first ordained minister.
And that's your grandfather and your mother's side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my mother's side. Most of my uncles, their brothers are preachers. I guess in her family. I mean, on her side, all the men are preachers.
So your mother died when you were 8?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember much about her?
No. I can remember her. I can remember seeing her, but I can't really remember, you know, doing things with her except maybe taking walks and what. Seemed like I was always near her, but I really don't. I can't remember anything.
What they did for a living or what they did.
No, she was the housewife. And, let's see, I was 4 when my father died, so I really don't remember him.
Oh.
Because he was at work most of the time, so.
Were they both ill?
Mm-hmm. Well, he died of cerebral impairment. And she died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had 11 children. And she was in her early 50s when she died.
The reason
she died was because they didn't get all the afterbirth out.
Oh.
And I guess it was too late when they found out that they were going to sue the doctor, her doctor. But he died himself. And that was the cause of it.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was before, you know, they came up with the hysterectomy and all that.
Mm-hmm. Were you all born at home or in a...
Some were born at home, some were born at the hospital. Because we were all, that was, where we lived was in town. And that was the only home that we all had.
Mm-hmm. How big was the town?
I don't know, because when I left, when I was in the 7th grade, I guess, or 6th, I never really did, you know, say Michigan's big population, you know.
But in black in relation to Long Beach, was it,
the downtown area? Mm-hmm. Yeah, downtown. It could be as big as Long Beach.
Oh.
To me, it was small compared to where I went to Lawton. Because from there I went to Lawton, where my oldest was still away from the rest of the older kids were. And that Lawton then was the third largest in Oklahoma. So to me, Oklahoma is small.
Yeah, thank you. So it wasn't mostly Creeks there. I mean, there were a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
And did you go to school there, too?
In Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
The public system.
Why did they move you when you were in 7th grade instead of continuing to do public school?
Because I went to live with my older sister.
Oh,
because the sister I was, sister that was taking care of me and the three younger, well, she got married and started, you know, having her own family.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was maybe just our own choice to be with the rest of the older ones, you know, the older sisters and brothers. So the other sister said she, you know, really wanted to go that way, could. And we had a choice of staying with her and going to public school in Lawton, or we had a choice of going across the road to the boarding school.
Why did you get the boarding
school? Well, when I went up there, I started at the public school in Lawton. But I don't know. I think I went half a year.
Did you feel different being Indian? You were in a minority there?
No. I don't know. I did feel different. I don't live in the state I live. And a boarding, I mean, at a public school, no, I never did feel different because the Indian Mill was brought up.
Mm-hmm. You just felt like a student, just like part of everybody else.
Yeah, because there weren't that many Indians in the public school, so I think. Because a lot of the Indians were sent to boarding schools.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're small, you really don't. You really don't think about who, you know, why they go to boarding schools or why they're in public schools.
The boarding school was all Indian.
Mm-hmm. But then I had some brothers and sisters going to boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why. And they had, there was a more of a closeness in the boarding school. And it was, they seemed like they were closer themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to go to boarding school.
Did you live there or did you live with your sister?
When I went to public school, I lived with my sister when I moved to Latin.
The
boarding school, I chose to, the second part of the year, my other sister and brothers were going there. I wanted to go there too. So I switched over.
But in the boarding school, you live in the boarding school,
mm-hmm.
even though your sister was right across mm-hmm. the street. Talking to Christine about the boarding school. Oh, I know. What kind of a curriculum did they have in the boarding school you went to? What did you study?
We had history, Oklahoma history, math, English, science. General education searches.
It was pretty much like a regular school.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't feel like they were training you for any specific area.
No. They had home ec, stress and love. But then I didn't like home ec. But we had to take it.
Mm-hmm. There were boys and girls in your boarding school, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the boys weren't allowed to take home ec later on. Later, I guess now they do,
mm-hmm.
but then they didn't.
So you were in classes together and you just took the same
mm-hmm.
thing. Okay, what about at home? Did you and your brothers do approximately then?
You mean at boarding school?
No, when you lived at home, did you and your brothers have the same, were you treated differently than your brothers?
No.
Did the same chores?
I was trying to think of how I am. I think after you get a little bit older, you could do the same chores
mm-hmm.
when you're small. Like the boys don't do the dishes, you know, when they're small. Their job was to take out the trash and clean the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But as they get older, I guess it's, it depends on how many girls are in the family too.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to think of is how it was different being an Indian woman than an Indian man. Whether things were different for your brothers than they were for you. If your parents, well, you didn't have your parents, but whether there were different expectations for you than for them.
Well, in the home, the men, they didn't do the cooking or the house cleaning or the dishes. That was the woman's job. That was when I was small.
Mm-hmm. This was at your sister.
Mm-hmm. But then, I think, after a few years, in her home, after we left her home, I think the men start sharing some of the responsibilities in the home, because after we left, there was her husband, and her children were in school. And then if he was home, then he would do some of the cooking.
Mm-hmm. Did he work? Did he have a job?
A part-time job.
And your sister?
She is a medical director at the hospital.
So they both work.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't, he was disabled, you know, a little. He had arthritis real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't work that much. But he would cook, you know, if he had to, or if she didn't help out. And he would straighten the house, but he wouldn't go into the house clean, like, you know, like the woman.
He didn't really feel like that was his job.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you lived with your younger peeking in the window? When you lived with your younger sister, she didn't have a husband.
No.
So how did she take care of you?
She worked. She went to work.
And took care of the house?
Mm-hmm. And we went to school, and when we got out of school, we had our part of the housework, and obviously we all kind of took care of it together.
Look at my house. Oh, I know. What did your family do in their your free time? How did you spend your free time together?
That depends on where I was. I mean, when I was younger with the younger sister, or if
well,
I was younger.
Well, that's as far as you can remember.
When I was with the one that took care of me when my parents first died, we didn't have, there was four of us, so, and we didn't have that. She just worked at a poultry place near, she got enough probably to take care of us. So, and then, you know, when you're children, you don't think about where the money comes from, or you don't worry about money at all. So, if it wasn't there, well, you know, you knew you didn't have it. So we did make our own toys, find ways to play games that we could make little cars with rubber bands and, you know, spool of thread and fix it up so you could wind it up. There's a lot of things you can just create yourself for games. And that's what we did mostly. To play with the things we played with, we made even paper dolls are things we could draw the people and make the clothes for them and cut them out.
There's
plenty of clothes. if you don't have it or it's not there, you have to, you know, you can create out of your own imagination things to do.
Did you feel like you were poor, or did you that?
It did not.
Really,
I didn't think that. Never came into my mind if it were or not. It's just that. I don't remember even asking for toys. I mean, really, I don't know. I never thought about that.
What about the kids around you? Did you live in a town or outside?
Yeah, I lived in a town.
Did the kids around you seem to be pretty much the same?
Yeah, well, all the girls. I guess the only toys we did, all girls had were dolls, so.
Mm-hmm.
But then if they got broken, it's usually we didn't get a doll except maybe once every Christmas, and we didn't take care of our doll. But, you know, it seemed like all the neighbor children were kind of about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if our doll was broke, we'd find a way to fix it, or we would one of the parents, like, there was always somebody that knew how to make the rag dolls.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's resourceful. Kids now have so many toys.
Yeah, now. And they don't take care of them, or they don't know the value.
They don't even know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you only have a few, you take care of, make sure you know where it's at, and
right.
you keep it fixed.
Right.
And
do you have children?
I have six.
You have six children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long have you been married?
19 years.
Yeah. when you're in the town, you know, you live right in the town. Were there mostly Indians around you in your neighborhood, or was it still a mixed area?
There were few Indians.
Same tribe?
Mm-hmm. I'm Lincoln, so I went to the churches that were nearby, but sometimes my aunt, that I lived in the country, because most of the Indians, it seemed like they were all related, you know, my town. But they lived, they lived on their land, kind of out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to come and take us, to spend the weekend with her, and then I would go to the Indian churches. Because back there, when you go to the Indian churches, you spend the whole weekend at the church, because they have their own camp houses.
Oh.
Where you can spend the whole weekend there.
What kind of activities did you do there?
On Saturdays, it was just like we would go in the morning and we would clean up the camp houses or the church grounds and just mostly visit. That was just like kind of an extra day, you know, for people from, you know, all around to get together. And it's just kind of a visiting day, really. And then they have their cooking in the kitchen there. And this Saturday, that's all it was there to talk, you know, just to visit each other. And then Sunday it was usually service, Sunday school and at a church, and in the afternoon had service again and singing. It was mostly all day and till late at night.
But that wasn't something you did when you lived in town, just when you visited your aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Was it set up mostly for rural Indians, you know, people out in the country who lived separately?
At the church?
Yeah.
But they have the Indian churches, maybe one or two in each town, like a nearby, kind of small, the country town, maybe they would have one. And we wouldn't have church at one place every week.
Hi.
I'll be out here. There's no class today.
Oh, okay. Might as well sit down here. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's been gone a lot. I think he's been gone from half the class. Yeah, I think he's been a little busy. But they don't have church every Sunday at the same church. They alternate. So everybody, if they want to go to, like at our church, we would say fourth Sunday or fifth Sunday. So every fourth Sunday, something like that. Fourth Sunday we would have it at this church. The second Sunday it would be far away and we would all make plans to go in the area.
Okay. So that everybody would have the chance to
mm-hmm.
have a church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just seems like interesting setup where you go and you spend the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's set up for people who don't live all in one place.
Oh, yeah. Because if they come from, you know, far away, they're welcome to go into any of the camp houses because there's usually maybe eight camp houses on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever comes from far away, they're welcome to go to any of them.
Is there one minister that goes from church to church?
No, we have a lot of ministers. But I guess with the minister, whoever's church is, he usually lives in that area, so he
And he stays there even though the church doesn't meet there every week. Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll go visit the other people's church.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. That's
Well, what do you think we go through here? I don't want to detain you again before I could ask you about what you're doing now.
When you graduated from the boarding school, that like high school level?
Mm-hmm. 12th grade.
Did you plan on going to college then?
No. Because I got married.
Oh, right out of the boarding school.
Mm-hmm. That's where I met my husband.
Is he Creek?
No, he's Comanche. That's where I went to boarding school and I moved up that way.
Oh, so that boarding school is mostly Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I thought that the Indian boarding schools always had a lot of different tribes.
They do. They even have tribes that from Arizona that were taken to Oklahoma. They do have all tribes. It's just in the, town where there's Comanche.
So there are more Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
And did you live there after you got out of the boarding school?
Yeah, we lived in the seminary.
Did you work or?
No, because I had children right away, and that's why I really didn't have I didn't really think about going to school or anything because I thought the place was in, that was my goal, was just to wait until my children were of age before, before I got out of the home.
Uh-huh. How old is your youngest one now?
She's 6. She's in the 1st grade, so that's why I'm in school.
Okay. Did you just start?
This is my 1st year.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And when did you move out here?
8-9 years ago.
Right from there. You didn't live any place else in between?
No.
Did you know people out there? For what reason did you live out there?
For my husband to get taken out here to take training through the BIA. Because he was in a car accident back home. And they were going to get left in crippled, so he had to get some kind of training because back there all he did was the hard labor work, roofing construction. So he came out here to get training for mechanics.
And then you decided to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
thinking? I only decided because he became totally disabled this year.
Did something else happen?
From the accident. It's been about 10 years since the accident. And his hip just gave out. He had a broken hip.
Oh.
And there's no way it... he had this steel ball and it rubbed against the other bones, so there's no way that he could keep working. He worked as long as he could, because it bothered him for 2 years, but he didn't want it. He knew that once he quit, that would be the last of his thinking.
So is he in a wheelchair?
No. He's at home, but he can't walk over a block without stopping. So that's why I just so happened that my youngest was in school. That's why I kind of feel that since he's at home now, then it leaves me with a clear conscience of, he can be there when the children get out of school. He's there. At least that's why I always stayed home, because I think there should be somebody at home when the children.
When they're small.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going back and then you're planning on getting a job. Mm-hmm.
Look, it just so happened at the same time when he became disabled, that would be another reason I have to, I feel that he's worked all this time, you know, I have to, you know, do my share of that.